This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
That is very correct. We are live here today at La Trobe University 2014, celebrating inclusivity through debate, live performances, stalls and activities. My name is Dylan Adler. My fabulous co-host for the day is LDs, and we have got a message in on 0427 Joy 949 saying, love the broadcast and the Young Joy team on air. Go La Trobe. Woo! And if you want to message in, send us a text, 0427 Joy 949. Right now, we are smack bang in the middle of a chat with our amazing Kurt, who's rocking and repping the T in our alphabet soup today.
I love the term alphabet soup because it does cover a wide variety. There is no, like, one set term for one. Like, everyone has, like, what am I trying to say? There are little tiny bits of diversity in every single subcategory of the rainbow.
That's exactly right.
So I love the term alphabet soup. But, Kurt, you're here to talk to us about your story and your new show, of course.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us, fill us in a little bit on the background of Kurt.
Well, I'm a transgender man, so I was born biologically female, and I felt that my soul and my brain was male and my gender identity was definitely masculine. So about 2 years ago, I made the choice to go on hormones and dramatically change my appearance, which is awesome and I'm loving it, and it's probably one of the best things I've done. And it's just made me a better person. That's just my journey. Some people will have a hard journey. There'll be easy journeys. There'll be journeys that indecisive. So everyone's different. But for me, it's been a really good thing. And I encourage anyone here, if they're questioning their gender, you can come and talk to me. We can just chat about things.
And if you are listening here at La Trobe University at the Agora, we are down by the safe space where there's some bean bags, so we'll be rocking here by the big joy stands. But Kurt, I'd like to know, when did you first identify that you had, a distance from your biology and your identity?
As early as I can remember, really. It's sort of, it all started when, I was 3 years old. I actually thought that I was a little boy and didn't really realise that I was female, and I had my hair short and wore boys' clothing and, played all the sports and did all the typical male activities.
Did your parents play it down to just the tomboy?
Yeah, totally. A lot of people think that it's just a phase when it's a girl, dressing up as a boy and sort of doing masculine things. They think it's just a tomboy phase, but a lot of the time it isn't. So my parents still don't believe that I am transgender. They sort of will always see me as female, so that's another hard one to deal with.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's that like for yourself?
It's tough to deal with, but it also makes me a stronger person, having to overcome these sort of hurdles. Yeah. It makes me more resilient, which I'm quite thankful for.
So you can obviously provide a very special insight on your new show, which is called...
It's called Transpositions.
Transposition, 9 o'clock on Tuesday, the new grid, which is starting on the 7th of April. You're listening to us live from on Joy 94.9 from La Trobe University.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
This is Joy 94.9 live at La Trobe Pride Week, aiming to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health promoting university environment. This is quite a fantastic day, Dylan. Quite a fantastic day.
It most certainly is, Patrick. But right now, we've got a bit of a chat, don't we?
We are talking with Georgia Lukakis. Hello.
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 Thank you for having me.
A speech pathologist lecturer and clinical educator at La Trobe University. Thank you so much for joining us today with Pride Week.
It's a pleasure.
We wanted to chat a little bit. How long have you been working as a speech pathologist here?
I've been working as a speech pathologist for 40 years and about 33 years here.
Oh, magnificent. Mm. You're currently the coordinator of the Voice Clinic at the La Trobe Communication Clinic, with, and that's working alongside final year students who are studying speech pathology as well, correct?
That's correct. The La Trobe Communication Clinic is part of the Department of Human Communication Sciences, where we train speech pathologists. And so in that clinic, final year speech pathology students undertake a number of clinics, and one of those clinics is the Voice Clinic. Mm-hmm. And it's within the Voice Clinic that we see probably conservatively over 80% of our clients are trans women.
Magnificent. And with trans women, I suppose that you're working with what type of... Was that voice feminization, I suppose, would be
That's correct.
Yes?
Because you'd be the, I guess, the go-to person, because you were first published in the area of voice and communication needs to male to M to F trans individuals back in 1983.
That's absolutely correct.
And you continue to publish in this field of research. Look, I am a cisgender male. However, I would like to know what, if I did identify as a trans woman, what, I guess, tips or tricks or techniques would you perhaps advise to get the ball in motion?
Well, the majority of people that do come for therapy are focused on changing pitch, so we definitely work on pitch, but there are other areas that we work on as well, like intonation and vocabulary, etc. But we'll focus on pitch because that's the one that most people come for.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I, unfortunately I have to tell you is that therapy takes quite a while.
Okay. So how long, I guess, because people, you know, we live in the supply and demand age. How long, can people expect to start hearing noticeable results?
Look, it's just so different with individuals. The literature will tell us anything between 4 and, 80 sessions.
Right. Or,
but that doesn't mean consecutive. So people can come for a number of sessions, go away and consolidate what they've learned and come back again. Mm. But you would hope that people could see some change in their pitch flexibility and range following exercises that it then needs to be translated into speech. So I can't give you an answer, unfortunately.
That's okay. Yeah, it's one of those awesome answers that, you know, it shows how personalised the journey is.
I'd love to see Dylan try one of these exercises, actually. Yeah, he's got a much lower voice than I do, so it'd be beautiful.
My dulcet tones.
Your dulcet tones.
Yes, well, Dylan, first of all, I've been watching you dance up here for the last half hour so that I know that your body is nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
So before I give you an exercise to do with your voice, I want to relax your mouth.
You've got to buy me dinner first.
Later. Okay. First of all, back to work focus.
All right.
I'm going to get you to do some lip trills just to relax your mouth.
So I have my hands on my
two fingers on my eyes
side of my mouth. Yep.
Okay, and you're just going to go.
I'm spitting everywhere. Is that a part of the process?
No, but that's okay. Just don't face me. Yeah, that's good. Very good.
Am I doing
Very
it?
Very good. No, that's absolutely perfect.
All right, cool.
Okay. Now I want you to do a lip trill to again to relax your musculature before we give you the exercise. And that's just.
Oh, that's a noise I use to scare my cats.
Oh, you do that very well. That's good. You can graduate to the next exercise.
Awesome.
Okay.
Level 2.
All right. So the next one is a glide up.
All right.
On.
Okay. So let's try that.
That's excellent.
Aww. Sounded a bit like a whale
very
at the end.
Good.
I speak fluent
very
whale.
Good. Well done.
You know, I can speak whale.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now I want you to do that gliding down, please. So it's
gliding down.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's like reverse puberty.
Excellent.
Ooh.
That's excellent. Now all you need to do is practice that twice a day, twice in the morning and twice in the evening for 7 weeks. And then give me a call and we'll go the next step.
All right, excellent. And say, if there is someone here at the Agora today, or if someone is listening on Joy 94.9, Whereabouts can they find more information, I guess, on your literature?
On the literature?
Yeah.
As well as your clinic as well.
As well as the clinic.
Well, the clinic, just go to the homepage of La Trobe University and put in a search for La Trobe Communication Clinic, and you'll be able to get the information from there.
Fantastic. This is Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2014. Come together.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
That's right. You are with Joy 94.9 here at La Trobe Pride Week, aiming to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health-promoting university environment. We are very lucky today because we have a fantastic live performance here with one of Australian music hottest rising stars, Max Leon. Take it away, Max. Thank you.
When is the time to call it the end? Sitting on a train to who knows where? Wasted and high to another place. I want it to stop, but need to win that race. I wanna reach, I don't wanna fall. I wanna nothing, but I want it all. I wanna love, but no goodbye. I want to stay, just a little high, just a little high. Fading, don't know where to go, 'cause this world I'm in is out of control. I don't wanna stop, now gotta find that place. Just a one man army needs in this chase. I wanna reach, I don't wanna fall. Take it back, wanna take it back. Yeah, yeah, I wanna take it back, wanna take it back, wanna take it back. Yeah, yeah, in solitude, there is no refuge. And I buy my time, 'cause I'm feeling low, and I've had enough. Yes, I had enough of feeling. Somebody, yeah. where you know that I could use somebody. Someone like you, how you know, how you speak. Count as love is undercover on the street. Well, you know that I could use somebody, yeah. Well, you know that I could use somebody. Waging wars to shape the poets and the beat. Well, I hope it's gonna make you notice, yeah. Well, I hope it's gonna make you notice. Someone like me.
Tomorrow I'll be gone. It's gone.
Girl, you know I got to go. Yeah. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, girl, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, girl, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, girl, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say break up, don't go. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight.
Thank you.
There were some good looking dancers.
There was. Thank you, dancers. Woo.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9. We are here at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, celebrating inclusivity through debate, live performance, stalls and activities. And we just witnessed a live performance here with Max Leon. Thank you so much, Max.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's fantastic having you here. Now, Max, obviously, you've got such a unique background in terms of the dexterity of musical styles that you perform with. Just tell us a little bit about your background, especially.
Okay. I started singing on when I first auditioned for X Factor back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't really done any live performing at all. I kind of just walked into it. And, yeah, it went really well from there on. But I sort of had to reinvent myself as I went because I literally had never performed as an artist. So I get influences from all genres of music.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, like, what's some that so far have really inspired you lately, especially? I mean, you've got your new single that's coming out. It's Todo Para Ti.
Yeah, that was released earlier last year.
Yeah. And what was the experience with that, especially because that's got a very unique title, obviously, mm-hmm. and what was the background creating that one?
Yeah, so that track was created for, we got asked to submit a track to the Latin Grammys for the awards for 2010, and I've got a Portuguese background, I'm mm-hmm. Portuguese, so obviously we thought, you know, being Latin, let's write a track with some Portuguese-Spanish lyrics, and yeah.
That's beautiful, yeah. Fantastic. Now, what does it feel like to come to something like Pride Week here at La Trobe, which is pretty magnificent, glorious day, mm. and large amount of people around here? What is it like being here for Pride Week? What does it mean to you?
I don't know. I guess I was just really honoured when I was asked to perform here. I mean, being able to be out and be proud and do what I do and not being ashamed of it, I think hopefully will possibly help other people out there who are struggling with their sexuality and maybe wanting to do the same thing, yeah.
So, obviously, you... not obviously, but you identify yourself as
a lesbian.
As
yep.
lesbian. How is your story with that one? How did you... Was there a big coming-out story?
There wasn't.
No.
I was always very supported by all my friends and my family, so I was one of the more fortunate people to just be loved for who I was, really.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's fantastic. So it's great to create a really positive environment, I think, something like a university especially.
Yeah.
What's coming up for you in 2014?
2014, I'm back in the studio writing my next album.
Oh, beautiful.
So hopefully that will be, some songs off that will be released later on in the year. And doing a few sort of mini tours in the States as well, so.
Magnificent. Now, you do have a couple more songs.
I do.
Songs.
Couple
that's going to be fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Max Leon back
Thanks,
here.
Guys. Thanks
you.
For having me.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear. And at times I have to ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer. It's driven me before, it seems to have a vague haunting mass appeal. Lately I beginning to find that I could be the one behind the wheel. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
So if I decide to waver my chance to be part of the high, or will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive? It's tripping me before. It seems to be the way that everyone else gets around. But lately I'm beginning to find that when I drop myself, my light is found. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. Would you choose the water over wine? Hold the wheel and drive. Yeah! Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. With open eyes and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. Tomorrow brings, I'll be there. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be watching the sky fall, try not to lose all. Sitting on top of the world, holding it all, my fight against fall.
I cannot break free.
How can it be so clear to see that you and me would always be to share the love, to kill the hate in each other's eyes? We're here to stay, but then comes this life that we love and despise. It tears us all apart, leaving no room for the heart. Cause I'm lost in this moment, and I just cannot break free.
I cannot break free.
How to live in this fortune. Other that cannot ever be found, and these moments cause a madness, shattered pieces all around. But then comes this life that we love and despise, that tears us all apart, leaving no room for the heart. Yeah. Now, listen, okay. Yeah. We now wear these scars all upon our hearts, with faded thoughts about our past. But our love breaks through and reveals the truth. Together, whatever, together, forever. You and me, yeah, yeah, together. And our love in this moment. So let go and be free.
flash in the sky fall, try not to lose all.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Leon. Thank you very much. Thanks,
guys.
You're here with Joy 94.9. We're live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2014.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.